Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, hopefully you guys are doing well. This is Eric Sue. Wanted to do this quick call today. It's called One Simple Change, the easiest way to outstanding health. And in this podcast today, I'm going to be talking about the core four that help you begin living fuller and healthier. Before we get started, just wanted to welcome everyone to this podcast. Let everyone know that it's been a few weeks, but I am back. The weather out here is getting warmer, and we are outdoors doing boot camps Monday and Wednesdays and Saturdays. A full hour of functional fitness training, core training, strength training, cardio conditioning. Hopefully you guys are staying active as well. I've been getting a lot of questions and so forth, and you can always send those to me at eric.su@goality.com. And hopefully we'll get back to you when we receive those as quickly as possible, and you will hear your question on the next podcast. So today I wanted to go over an interesting approach to health and wellness, and it's called One Simple Change. There's basically four core areas I want to discuss, and we'll get right to it. The first area is eating more whole food, fresh fruits and vegetables. The reason being, obviously, is we want to fuel our bodies as best we can with whole foods versus processed foods with chemicals in it. Our bodies function better, actually, as you probably can guess, with fresh fruits, vegetables, whole foods, nuts, grains, and seeds for optimal performance and so forth. So that would be the first area we want to assess and want to improve if we are deficient in that area. The second area we want to go over is hydration. This is an interesting area, actually, because the more I talk to people, fewer and fewer of them are drinking enough water. When I ask them about how much water they drink, many of them are drinking anywhere between, on average, we'll say 2 glasses, which is about 16 ounces. And some people get in 3 or 4, close to 5, which is about 40 ounces of water. Now, that's pretty good to start. At the same time, if we can keep this in mind, the formula that I tell people, that is to take half your body weight in ounces of water. That's the amount of water one should take in each day. The follow-up question once I share that with them is, how do I do that? And there's some shock. When I share with them to break it down hour by hour, it becomes less of a task. So for easy math, for example, 100 ounces, that could be done over a course of, let's just say, 8 hours. And each hour would be about, what is that, 8, something like that, ounces per hour over 8 hours. Let me take that back. About 12 ounces per hour for 8 hours. And so when we break it down in those terms, the idea of getting that amount of water isn't so bad. The third area is getting more sleep and having less stress. So everyone's life and what they do each day is different. I acknowledge that. At the same time, we all can take measures to reduce external stress, whether it be seeking out meditation time, whether it be removing circumstances that increase our stress, and maybe finding, you know, going to the sleep side of things, maybe finding yourself getting to bed earlier so that we can get up to 7, optimally 8 hours of sleep. What happens when we get enough sleep? Well, there's some great benefits, including allowing your body to recover, allowing your cells to rest, brain function. For sure, sleep is very important for hormonal purposes as well. So getting enough sleep is very important. The final area, my favorite area, is exercise. Well, how many of us are staying active? How many of us are being active most days of the week? I've been focused with many people on setting a number of minutes or hours per week versus days. The minutes and hours can be a little bit more specific and can be measured better. Days go and come, and we can always say we want to go 3 days a week, and you know, those 3 days turned into only 1 day a week because of some circumstances that come up. However, if we put a time period of what we want to achieve, in my experience, people are more motivated by that time to achieve. And so setting up an hour a week would be a great example. That could be broken up into 4 days of 15 minutes. That could be done in 2 days of 30 minutes. Whatever works for you. I think that would be the best thing that you could do. So to summarize real quick here, we're talking about four core simple changes one can make. And I'm not saying to do all of them at once. As the title says, one simple change. You're just making one change. And once you have fully mastered that one change, turning it into a habit, for example, water, drinking water more consistently into, once you've done that, then add another one. Eating more whole foods. Now, in this category, by the way, as many people know me and what I share with people and recommend, it's something that we all can do easily, I think, if it makes sense. And it's a product I recommend. And the name of the product is called the Juice Plus program, or the Juice Plus. And it's a program that allows anyone who would like to have more fruits and vegetables in their body, bloodstream, easily and conveniently. It is something that you can get from me. You can take a closer look at as well if you have any questions about it. You can email me, and I'll be happy to share with you some more information. I just want to touch base real quick, too, about what's coming up later over the next few weeks. I do want to let you guys know that I am planning some great calls with progressive health leaders. People are asking me if I will start interviewing them about what they do and so forth, and expect some guests to be on this podcast. and sharing their health and wellness information. And so you guys can hear from other professionals. And, you know, I want to remind everyone that your questions can be sent to me via email at eric, E-R-I-C, dot S-U, at goality.com. If you have any topics, go ahead and share those with me as well, what you want to hear. That would be great as well. This is a short and quick one. I just wanted to make sure that I got this out to you guys. It is Memorial Day weekend coming up, so for all those who have served and are in the fire department and the military, basically, thank you. And I look forward to hearing everyone soon. Have a great day, everyone.